USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn.
Doctors say they are homing in on the cause of blood clots that may be linked with certain coronavirus vaccines. It's been linked most firmly with AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, which is in wide use in Europe and the UK. The US CDC and FDA are checking to see if Johnson & Johnson's vaccine might also cause the blood clots. Dr. John Torres had this to say when asked about the potential risks of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
You've heard about the Johnson & Johnson and the blood clots associated with that. Remember, there are only 6 out of almost 7 million people that were vaccinated, so that's less than 1 in a million, even if there is a connection, and they're certainly looking into that right now.
The FDA and CDC have asked for a pause in giving out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine while they investigate. In the U.S. weather forecast for this week, we could see heavy rainfall in parts of Florida, as well as rain and snow across the Midwest, Plains, and Northwest. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Doctors say Putin critic Alexei Navalny is close to death in Russian prison. USA's Dan Naranki has more.
The physician for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikbin says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began to experience severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Amazon has reinstated sales of a book critical of transgender identity among children after complaints from the author, who speculates many others might have joined her in the pushback. Maria Keffler's new book, Desist, Detrans, and Detox, Getting Your Child Out of the Gender Cult, had sold less than 100 copies when Amazon pulled it from the website. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Getting a lot of automated sales calls? USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on why.
Robocalls may seem endless these days.
We recently noticed your car's extended warranty was going to expire.
In March alone, an estimated 4.9 billion calls were reportedly made, according to UMail, which is equivalent to 15 calls for each person each month in the United States. Currently, the most popular category of robocalls are auto warranties. Acting chairwoman of the FCC, Jessica Rosenworcel, on why you're getting so many calls regarding auto warranties.
There's public information out there about your cars that you own, and people are driving more than ever as we come out of this pandemic. So the time is ripe for fraud associated with these kind of things.
Rosenworcel continues on ABC News by saying the FCC is taking action.
We're going to put in place new technologies that help authenticate our calls, and those new technologies will be in.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Chicago-based prosecutor was placed on paid leave Friday for failing to mention in a statement that Adam Toledo had dropped the handgun he was holding before he was shot by a Chicago police officer. According to a statement from State Attorney Kim Fox's office, the prosecutor failed to fully present the facts surrounding the death of the 13-year-old boy in a hearing. The hearing being referred to was on April 10th. Body camera footage released on Thursday of the March 29th shooting appears to show Toledo drop the gun he was holding before he was shot by the officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.